Test 67, Section 2, Question 11. Now, here we're looking for what the information supports. And here are our claims. It says that they examined diamonds form 2.9 billion. They have higher than normal concentrations of sulfur 33. And there can only be certain, it can be explained only by certain chemical reactions that are stimulated by UV. If there had been more than a trace of oxygen, then not enough UV would have reached the Earth's surface to stimulate the chemical reactions. So what that means is that we know that there can't have been more than a trace of oxygen when these diamonds were formed. And so we're going to look for something like that. That's the direction they're going. So A says most diamonds with higher than normal 33 were formed, at least 2.9. We don't know when most diamonds were formed at all. Ultraviolet light causes the oxygen in the Earth's atmosphere to react chemically with sulfur 33. We don't have evidence that that's what's causing it. Earth's atmosphere contained very little, if any, oxygen 2.9 billion years ago. That's what we have. Because we know if there was more than a trace, then you couldn't have had that much ultraviolet light, and therefore you wouldn't have gotten that concentration. So C is exactly what we wanted. I would just take it and go, but let's look at the others. Sulfur 33 is rarely found in diamonds more recent than 2.9. We don't necessarily know that. It could be that we have it in others as well. The formation of diamonds occurs only in the presence of ultraviolet light. We don't have proof that that's the only time that it happens. And so, therefore, C is our best response.